Hello, everyone. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and welcome to another session. And yes, we're going to talk about something really interesting. So actually, what I want to bring up this time, it's slightly different what we normally do. When I talk to other entrepreneurs and what they do and how they struggle with most, then the one thing that comes up pretty much every time is distraction. I'm getting distracted. I'm looking at the wrong stuff. I can't really focus on what I'm supposed to do. And somehow there's so many things happening around me and I just give up at one point and just, you know, or give in something else. All right, let's have a little chat about how this works from the mindset perspective, at least in the way I understand it, and also what I do in order to get around this, in order to help myself not to fall into that trap. So number one, it is often the case that we get dragged away by something. We watch a video, someone is introducing his latest office and say, oh, this is so cool, I love this equipment, you know, maybe I should buy this myself. And whoosh, we're going to spend the next 3 hours doing nothing else than browsing around the internet and looking for, you know, where can I buy this? We might not ever buy it, but we're still going to spend an awful lot of time just doing that one thing. Or we see something that we like and we're just going to, you know, be intrigued and we want to find out more about it. And then we start going into it and somehow the day is just over. And everything we planned for the day disappears. It's gone. We haven't done anything. This isn't really a very nice feeling. I'm sure if you've been there, and I guess most of you have, then you know what I'm talking about. So what are you going to do about it? I mean, how do you get out of this kind of thing? I'm a big proponent for the GTD methodology. GTD is a methodology called getting things done. And this guy who came up with the idea of GTD has a process in place how he manages everything that happens during the day and how this is done. Now he does this. Now let me give you a little bit of an insight what I do. I have in my office here, I have something called an inbox. An inbox is literally nothing else than a shelf. In that shelf, there is stuff in it, so I can put anything in it. It doesn't really matter. It's like an open kind of thing, right? Every time something pops up, it doesn't matter what it is, even a thought, I write it on a piece of paper and I put it in there. I do not going to get into it. I just leave it as is. So someone comes up with an idea, say, oh, great idea, write it down, go straight in there. If I get an email, normally I have an inbox the same way I have an inbox in my email. So not the standard inbox where stuff comes in, but it's like, you know, a GTD inbox kind of thing. And every time there's a mail which is intriguing, I say, oh, this is interesting, I would like to look into this, I move it straight out of my standard inbox where stuff comes in, move it into the GTD inbox. That's how far I take it. I do not take it any further than that. And this, I do this with everything. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, anything that comes in during the day, any kind of ideas, even if I just have an idea, I'm going to put it on a piece of paper and put it into the inbox. Or I type it in my inbox and so on. By the way, today I have quite a few inboxes. I don't just have one. I have an inbox in my mail. I have an inbox, a general folder in my computer for anything that comes in, stuff I see on the web or stuff. I just save the URL and just put it in there. And I have an inbox, a physical kind of inbox for everything that comes in terms of paper form. So whatever, letter or anything. Actually, literally anything that comes in, it goes in there first. It's never managed directly, straight away. Never, ever. I never touch anything and just do it instantly. It always goes in there first. So the next thing I do, every single day, I go through all my inboxes. All of them. So I go through and check quick. I mean, to be honest, if once you start doing it, the inbox never really fills that up. So it's doable. So it takes me something like 10 minutes to go through all my inboxes every single day. And I know very quickly what is going on. And from that, what I do is is there anything that is really relevant for me? So I divide things by certain categories. So is there anything for research? Is there anything I want to buy? Or is there anything I want to do? Or anything like this? I have like sub-boxes. And I'm going to put this stuff in these sub-boxes. Now, let's say there is something to be done, like sending an email to someone or responding to an email in any way. Then I use the GTD methodology, and you can read it up. This is online everywhere, so it's not something new, which I invented or anything. I'm just using what's already there. I pretty much look, is it something I can do in the next 2 minutes? And if I can, I do it instantly. I answer the email straight away, or I send that letter, or I create that invoice, or do whatever I need to do. I do it instantly. So it's done, it's out of my way, and it can go, you know, into archived. It's finished, problem solved. The next thing I do, I'm going to look into everything that needs to be organized, anything that needs to be done and takes a longer period of time. And that goes in its different subfolders. And there are two things. If it's something I need to do on a specific day, I put it into that specific day. So I know this has to be done next week Thursday. It's going to go into next week Thursday. There's not even a discussion. It goes straight in there. I know on that day it needs to be done. If it's something that needs to be done until next week Thursday, I decide how long will it take me to do, when is the best time for me to do it, and I start putting it in. Normally, I have something like an inbox to do when ready until then. And these are the boxes, you know, where I know, oh, this needs to be done. And these I have priorities as I'm skipping on. So they are ordered in a sense by date. So I say, okay, if I have to do something, and this has time 3 weeks, it's going to be on a lower ranking than something that needs to be done within a week, right? So I leave it to you to come up with your own ideas. I don't want to push anything the way I work on you, but I just want to try to give you an idea how you can do that. Now, another thing. If I find something I'm really interested in buying because I'm intrigued, I saw this video, I always, and that is without exception, I give myself 1 week time to look at it again. That means it's going to go into a folder, the website or anything like this, and I'm going to put it, look again in 1 week. If I still want it in 1 week, I'm going to go any further. I go further and I go investigate further and maybe buy it. If I look at it again in 1 week and say, okay, it was interesting at the time because I was, you know, dragged into it, there was a good sales pitch or whatever, then I probably won't, and I'll just kick it out and I'll leave it at that. That has helped me to save a lot of money. Just this one little thing. Just give myself a week to buy anything. Usually it's very, very rare that there's something you didn't want yet or you didn't know you want, but it popped up and then suddenly it's there that you can't wait a week to buy. It's almost, I mean, I've never come across anything. It doesn't happen, right? What happens if you wouldn't have seen that video or something like this in that week, but a week later, it would have happened a week later. It doesn't matter. It's not really relevant, right? So in most cases, this is not an issue. So give yourself a week to buy anything you want to buy. Another thing is, you know, my blog I written and also I did a podcast about it, about the three roles of every entrepreneur. This is the, you know, the designer, the crazy guy, the one who comes up with the ideas. And then you have the manager who is the one who manages all the stuff and sets out the task. And then you have the worker to do the job. In a way, GTT fits perfectly into this kind of process for me. Because I have these crazy ideas, or I see that video and something, and then it pops in my head, oh, I like this, or I want to do this, or this is something I should do, or any of this. But I'm not going to jump straight to the worker mode and say, hey, guys, you know, the worker, which is me in this case as well, say, you have to take action on this one. Do it now. You know, this is the best thing you can do. No, I won't do that. I give it to the manager first and say, hey, do I have the resources? That means, do I have the money to do it? Does it make sense? Can I even spend time at the moment on this? So maybe you buy something, it's a new piece of equipment or a new software or something like this, and you know it's going to take you probably, I don't know, a month to get into this software and really use it efficiently in a way you hope it will work for you. Now, do you have the time right now to actually do that? Yes or no? If you don't, well, maybe that isn't the best solution. And that's where the manager comes in. You need to give that manager personality or that role you have as an entrepreneur as well, you need to give that role the space and the time to take these decisions. Look at the resources, look at the time, look at the money, everything you have available to make this work. And only if that manager says, okay, it can be done, we have a way to do that, it goes to the worker to actually take action on it. Not before. Don't do it. It's not worth doing. Stick with your roles and set themselves up. And actually, once you get used to this, it becomes quite natural to do that. If someone says, shall we meet tomorrow at lunchtime or something for something, you have a certain amount of time to meet. You think, do I have time? Can I do it? You don't just look at your calendar and say, all right, I'll be there tomorrow. Well, that doesn't really make sense. Go for your inbox first and tell them, look, I come back to you. Give me a couple of hours. I come back to you with this one. By tonight, I'll let you know. And then you go through it. Then you take a decision if you want to do it. Let them know, okay, tomorrow we're going to meet. That's it. Take time. Don't get straight into something, because losing focus is often based on being dragged away from the things you need to do. But if you are aware that what you need to do, the actions you can take at this moment, are the most important thing, everything else is completely a sideline. I mean, everything else. It doesn't matter what it is. What you plan for you to do, this is has to be priority. There can't be any other way. Because if you don't do that, how on earth are you ever going to achieve anything in life? You can't. You need to get things done. And to get things done, you need to have a plan to get them done. Now, the GTD is a good process. This is what the manager, how the manager and the worker can come. The GTD doesn't really describe the ideas and the crazy guy in you, you know, the one or the crazy girl, you know, the one who wants to really has these amazing ideas and wants to go somewhere and sees these visions about, or, you know, the visionary in you. This kind of person is rarely seen. So you need to integrate this in your current system. And for that, take the visions, write them down, describe them, put them in the box, let the manager deal with it. Give the manager the time to come up with an idea how this can actually be implemented. And you will see you get so many more of these ideas you have actually taken into action. And now it becomes interesting, really interesting, because suddenly things are happening. So you stop just dreaming about it, you start doing it. It's extraordinary. It's amazing. You just need to stop losing this focus and start focusing on the wrong things. You really don't want to do that. That's the worst case of scenario. Now, there's one thing. If you find yourself to be really, you know, always, it happens to you all the time that you get dragged away. Okay, you can't fight nature, you know. If that's something that's in you right now and that's just what it is, then you probably have to slowly get yourself out of it. So maybe you can plan a day, you know, an hour or 2 hours in a day just for that, just for dreaming and being crazy and coming up with ideas or doing stupid research, stuff that is completely out of line with anything. And that's it. And you just give yourself that time frame and you just deal with it. But for the rest of the time, you focus on the stuff that needs to get done. And that's it. So if that's what you need. But in my experience, it's not necessary. In most cases, as long as you keep working on the stuff, the feeling you have in the evening when you actually come home from work, or if you at work, at home working or something, and you look at the stuff you actually achieved during the day, you're just going to feel good. It's going to be great. You're going to have so much fun with that. Because you feel you're moving somewhere, you're getting there. Well, I hope that helps. So if you focus on the wrong stuff, get the process in place that helps you to stop doing that. Focus on the stuff that really need to get done. For that, you need to figure out what that is. Look at the three roles. Have a look at the podcast, or listen to the podcast and look at the blog I've written about these three roles. It describes it in more detail, how this works and how they interact with each other. And then I'm pretty sure you will stop focusing on the wrong things and you start actually getting things done. Guys, that's it. That was a bit shorter today. So I hope that helps. I'm looking forward to our next podcast, and take care of yourself and have an amazing time, and focus on the right stuff, guys. Bye-bye.